attempt me to and make myself feel better.
You know, I just turned into the person that I being sent had wanted to become
to France, and they don't really have a drinking age there,
so that's where I started my and long love affair with alcohol.
Like all of us, I was off to the races after that first impression. I have a sponsor, and my home group is Class Axe, which is
I got drunk at any opportunity they could,
and it's awesome.
And preferably, you know, I got drunk every single day.
Anyway, I took my first drink, or my first drunk was when I was 15 years old.
Kind of keep it together.
I definitely needed a drink.
Long before then,
graduated
I was,
high school, and then went on to college.
I was just uncomfortable growing.
You know, I knew that once I started drinking, I couldn't stop. I typically blacked out, and so I associated myself with people that drank like me. If you didn't drink, I didn't want to have anything to do with you because you were going to judge me. I considered myself a functioning alcoholic because I graduated college. I almost got kicked out one semester because I drank so much that it started to affect my grades, and I was on academic probation. But anyway, I graduated, and I considered myself a functioning alcoholic. And thus I didn't need this program. I was going to manage just on my own. I have an aunt who's in the program, and she always told me, you know, I'm saving you a spot in these rooms. And I would occasionally go to a meeting with her just to appease her, and I didn't think that I related to any of you because, you know, I had never lost a job or my kids or anything like that. You know, I've just partied really hard. And so it wasn't until I left my job one day. It was Monday afternoon, and I was going on my way to my second job, and I stopped at a bar to meet my friend for lunch. And I ended up drinking so much that I decided I wasn't going to go to my second job that day, and that I was going to follow my girlfriend to West Hollywood because we were going to go out, and I wanted my car so that I could make it to work in the morning. Anyway, I blacked out going like 75 miles per hour on Wilshire Boulevard and hit a car with two people in it. Unbeknownst to me, I was totally blacked out. I came out of my blackout handcuffed to a hospital bed and had no idea what had happened to those people. I actually didn't know that I had been in a car accident. I got to jail. We got to jail. And me and my alcoholism got to jail, and my father was on the phone, and he said, you know, this is an attorney who typically can like get me out of anything when it comes to the law, and I could just hear the fear in his voice. He was like, I don't know what's going to happen to you, and we don't know the status of your victims, and you know, he was freaked out, and so was I. I got out of jail, and you know, that was my first step. I was like, I'm done drinking. You know, because as a functioning alcoholic, for the first time, I had woken up and realized that my drinking made me a danger to myself and others, and that was never something that I wanted. You know, I got sober, and I started. You know, I had a mentor, my aunt, and she, so I knew exactly what to do. I started going to AA meetings, and you know, I'd been to AA meetings before, but I didn't relate to anyone, and so this time around, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do whatever it takes. So I got a sponsor, and I did what my sponsor told me to do, a female sponsor, and she, you know, said to get a commitment. We worked on the steps. The fifth step really freaked me out, but I knocked that one out, and you know, like most of us are, like most people have experienced, I told, you know, this my deepest, darkest secret, and my sponsor was like, is that it? So I, you know, after being in these rooms, I realized that I'm like home. I made sober friends, which is something that has really, really helped me out. And I, you know, above all, I cultivated a relationship with my higher power, my God, you know, and if that makes you feel uncomfortable, I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to get used to it, because there was no way in hell that I was going to get me sober, or that anybody else was going to get me sober. It is truly a miracle that I'm sober today, and I actually have normal friends. I went to a party for New Year's Eve. I mean, it's not like my favorite thing to do, hang out with like drunk people, but I truly have no desire to drink today. There's really nothing that can that can like budge me into, I mean, there is, of course, there's something that can make me want to drink, but I think my relationship with my higher power, you know, I pray to God every day. I don't always hit my knees in the morning, but I look around and I am grateful for what I have, and I know that I attribute it to my higher power in this program. So how it is for me today, I've been sober, I'm in law school, I'm gonna graduate in May. I have friends that have never seen me drink before. I'm in a relationship with a guy who has never seen me drink. I'm a good mother to my dog. It's a big deal. I have healthy relationships, and people actually look up to me for my sobriety. And there's like all these God shots everywhere I look. You know, I got this job. I had this job, but I left it to go to law school. Found out that my boss had been sober for 12 years, you know, and then my boyfriend, his father has been in the program for 35 years, and he actually gave me his 3-year token about like a few months ago. So it's just kind of everywhere you look, the program is there, you know, and it's the only reason you didn't notice it before is because it's anonymous. But once you start to kind of break out of your shell and become open to this program, you realize that, you know, we're all around, and we still have fun. And I'm just so okay. I have three and a half years of sobriety, right? This is, I guess, I'm really like nervous right now because I don't ever speak. I don't have a sponsee, and this year I made a resolution to become more active in my program and stop taking from this program. And the reason is because I'm 100% positive that the success in my life today is a direct result of this program. And, although I'm supposed to give it away and like try to help the other alcoholic, the real reason that I'm standing up here right now is it's a selfish reason. I want to protect my sobriety because I want to protect the life that I've created today through staying sober. And it's like, I don't know, I just, it's really, thank you. I'm just so grateful to be here. I really can't express how different my life is today. Although, you know, on the outside, I had like the resume and everything. I'm truly on the path to happiness, and it's like a sustainable journey. You know, the more I work this program, the happier I'm gonna be. Whereas the more I drank, the less happy I was. And so, this is just much more sustainable, and I'm very happy to be here, and that's all I have. Thank you.